Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed a measure repealing some restrictions on state efforts to enact green policies. That's encouraged advocates of renewable energy. Brian Haug leads the solar energy division of electrical construction company Continental Electric. He's also president of the Illinois Solar Energy Association. He told WNIJ's Guy Stevens the Future Energy Jobs Act gave a big boost to solar projects, large and small in the state, but says more could be done. He cited the solar arrays slated to supply so-called community solar.
That energy is being put right up on the grid, and then you can have subscribers across the state subscribe to a portion of the energy that's being produced from that solar array. That's why it's community solar. Because your house or your apartment may not be able to have solar put on it, but you can still benefit from green energy by subscribing to a community solar project. We talk about how much community solar need is out there, demand is out there. There are over 800 projects just in the Commonwealth Edison territory that have gone unfunded with incentives because the demand is so high and the program right now is somewhat restricted on how much money is going into it to continue to develop these types of projects.
I heard from the Illinois Power Agency chief himself.
Yeah.
The aspiration is not matched by the funding.
Sure. The legislation that was passed in 2017 says that the state needs to have 25% of the energy that's being produced in the state from solar power by 2025. And we're not going to get there. We're not on pace to get there. And part of the problem is, you know, it took a while to get the program up and running. And there's been such a built-up demand in solar developers wanting to build these projects that we're going to see a huge boom in solar, which we're seeing right now. It's happening as we speak. But then in a couple of years, the money is going to wane a little bit. So we're going to have this dip, which is going to be, you know, very negative on the industry. And then in future years, before we get to 2025, it'll start coming back up. But we're trying to avoid this dip with the Path to 100 legislation that just puts more money into the program to help smooth out that dip. And then, of course, gets us to 25% by 2025, which is the original legislation. The Path to 100 expands that a little bit further down the road. But right now, we're just trying to prevent that boom-bust cycle that Illinois has been so familiar with, the solar coaster, we like to refer to it as.
So what is the mood? On the one hand, you're talking about, oh, this is really happening, this is great, but
yeah,
there's this cliff.
I would call it optimistic excitement. We're all very busy, we're very excited, and I believe, we all believe, that the legislators are all going to be able to work together to come up with a solution that is equitable and amicable to all the players. So I think this fall session will kind of tell the tale.
For those people who are going to like, well, another government thing.
Yeah.
Government mandate. What do you say to them about why this is all worthwhile?
Well, it's twofold, you know, clean energy and jobs. We are putting in solutions that are environmentally friendly. They're taking sun rays that are free and turning them into electricity. And it's going to be around for a long time. We're zero emissions. You know, we're not using fossil fuels. And all of that comes together in creating jobs for many, many people. Our company alone has just doubled our size, if not tripled our size in the solar industry for the number of people that we're employing. So it is continuing to grow. So jobs and clean energy, zero emissions. That's what it kind of all boils down to. And we just got to make sure that this ball continues rolling. I mean, look, this isn't a new nascent industry. This is very robust across the country and across the world, for that matter. So the Midwest is finally now taking hold and Illinois is leading the way.
That was Brian Haug, president of the Illinois Solar Energy Association. He spoke recently to WNIJ's Guy Stevens during the ribbon cutting for a solar array at a private business near Hampshire.